What attracted you to the executive director position with Distillery Labs?
Yeah, there's so many different components to it that really attracted me. I'm kind of at a career path in my life cycle now where I'm interested in really giving back to entrepreneurs. I've received lots of mentorship and assistance and help from others as I've developed numerous different companies over my career. And I'm at a point now where, seeing kind of what was getting put together here with Distillery Labs was the perfect vehicle to really give back to the community, give back to folks that are looking to build and develop their own companies. And any help that I can provide and creating an organization and hopefully a community and ecosystem around that was something that really was super exciting for me. And then secondly, I think Peoria is going to be a fantastic place to plant something like this. I grew up in and around cities that are about the same size as Peoria. I've lived in, very large cities like Chicago for long times, but looking to get back to maybe a little bit of some of my childhood roots in a size city just like Peoria. So there are a lot of different components, I think, that excited me about Distillery Labs and the opportunity there.
Tell us a little bit about your background. What other positions have you held, and how have they prepared you for this new role?
Yeah, so started out of undergraduate working in consulting. And at the time, I'd studied public affairs, public policy, urban administration in undergraduate at Indiana University, and thought I really wanted to go down that path in public service. Ended up moving out to D.C. and working with a consulting firm where we did a lot of different projects around environmental redevelopment. Lived out there for 5 years and ended up taking a turn after getting an MBA into investment banking. But throughout all those years, kind of in the big corporate world, I knew at some point there was going to be a time where I came across the right idea and was ready to launch my own company, but never really found kind of the right opportunity to do that. So after about four to five years of doing investment banking after MBA, my wife and I moved to back to the Midwest, actually landed in Indianapolis, and it was the perfect time to launch the first company, which was in the space of long-term care around assisted and independent living facilities, and ended up getting really excited about a space in medication management for that same type of population base. So that was really the first business that finally got up and running. We went through several phases of capital raising from, the early phases of friends and family into some angel networks, and then venture capital funding through a Series A and Series B and eventually even private equity. And so that was really a great kind of launch into the entrepreneurial space. And after I exited there in 2012, 2013 timeframe, I got my hands into several other different businesses. And I launched a few things, having moved back to Chicago with my wife in 2012, and then got connected with other founders who were looking for either co-founders or capital or mentorship board positions. So another six or seven different enterprises, startup companies that I was involved with over the past 8 years, looking through the life cycle of a business from concept where it's just something on a, in your mind on a piece of paper, all the way through, employing hundreds of people, getting capital put behind it, and creating a thriving company is something that I've spent the last 15 years doing. And I think part of that, in that process of, again, helping others go through that process, I've done some work with students out of Northwestern, done some work here in Chicago through companies that are trying to grow out of 1871, which is a similar space here in Chicago to what Distillery Labs will be in Peoria. So it's really had my hands on a lot of those different things and really applying those skills to get this off the ground. Again, it's a concept on paper now. The physical space is there, but not ready to be occupied. So it's really getting something from zero to one off the ground in a sphere that really excites me. It's a passion project.
Not only is it a passion project, Distillery Labs is also an ambitious organization. What are your plans for guiding its direction and your goals for what you want it to accomplish?
You know, it's still early on, and so I feel like I'm really getting up the learning curve. So hitting the ground in early January, really, I want to spend a lot of time speaking with folks in and around the community. I know there's been a lot of activity over a number of different years and different paths. I want to understand, you know, what are the challenges that Peoria and the region in general has historically seen? What are entrepreneurs facing in terms of challenges in that region, and understand, you know, where we can fit in? And I know there's been a lot of work done already to date before I even hit the ground. There's been 4 working groups with a lot of different individuals that have poured a lot of time and effort into, you know, thinking through programming and the physical space and community outreach and those aspects. And so I'm really spending time right now getting my hands around all work that's been done, and again, trying to understand, you know, what is it that you know, we can leverage in the community and get some of those challenges taken care of, or address those challenges to hopefully get, you know, get a lot of interesting, thriving businesses from people that have, you know, maybe dabbled with the idea that they'd like to be an entrepreneur at some point. And Distillery Labs is there to help guide through that process.
Getting an organization like this started as COVID-19 still lingers must be an especially difficult challenge. How are you approaching the pandemic's impact?
No doubt. I mean, the pandemic is certainly impacting all sorts of organizations just like this, you know, whether it be here in Chicago or Peoria or elsewhere. And turning to the virtual world is not certainly that's going to take care of every type of, you know, challenge that startups have. Developing companies is a very hands-on process, and, you know, having, you know, chances to bump into other people through an open environment where you're together, you know, as you face challenges, a lot of that doesn't quite happen in the virtual space. So there's a lot we can do in terms of some of the programming. I know the team has already been doing whiskey talks, which is great introductions to other entrepreneurs and what they're doing in the community. That's been a fantastic thing that hopefully will continue. But at some point, yes, we absolutely want to get back together in a physical manner. And hopefully 2021 is the year we can do that.
What is it about the Peoria market that offers the potential for success?
Looking in from the outside and, you know, taking a look at the community in terms of, you know, Distillery Labs, it's a community that has evolved over time. It's lived multiple different lives, whether it's, you know, kind of pre-prohibition days to kind of pivoting, you know, into manufacturing. And now see a lot more, you know, even in the past 10, 15, 20 years, kind of more on the healthcare front. I mean, it feels like a super resilient community that, you know, may have some pockets of density around, you know, big corporations, but it feels like a community that knows how to reinvent itself and is comfortable doing that. I love the fact that there are a handful of large corporations that are super innovative, from Caterpillar to OSF and others. You know, innovation in corporations these days is not necessarily done inside their own 4 walls. And I think there's a lot of exciting ways to bridge those 2 things. You know, people in the community having ideas, how can those ideas help challenges that some of those corporations are facing? And I think Peoria really has a unique a connection between those that really interesting over the coming years to evolve.